Eva Brown Show. Since we are the best and you agree with me, right? So just respect my
collaboration. We're moving real quick, baby. Can you keep up?
Mo Brown Sugar and DJ Spinfo. We're hitting you with the hottest joints. Hip-hop, R&B, reggae. You know how we do. We got that soul knocking, body rocking music for your ears.
Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown, and Spinfo, the Limpo, your girlfriend's favorite DJ.
So keep your ears open, cause the show starts now. What's up, what's up, what's up, everybody out there? You are listening to Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. If you want to call up for a shout-out, a request, or dedication, the number is 718-488-1590, 718-488-1590. And I have an amazing show for you today, darling, because we have the fabulous, the beautiful, the chocolatey, the smooth, the sensual Miss Coco Sarai.
Hey, hey, what's going on, everybody?
Oh, yes, and we have Mr. Nonchalant in the building, too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
You can say, hey, he over there somewhere in the cut.
It's okay.
I'm so excited to finally have you on the show.
I'm excited to finally be here. I feel like it's been way too long.
I know. Like, knowing people for years and years and just seeing the grind, I am so proud of you.
Thank you
so
much.
I must say, I am. I remember the first time seeing you perform, you were laying on the floor, and you was like, let it burn. And I was like, I am crying. Nobody don't make me cry. Really good, really good. So, this is not going to be just a regular show. Okay,
okay, you know, I like that.
This is an appearance for you, darling. We don't want to just ask you boring questions like, you know, oh, what inspires you of the... I am going to ask you that, but we want to know your favorite color. We want to know your favorite food. We want to know, Miss Coco,
the things that make interviews fun.
Yes.
Gotcha.
We want the juice. We want the gnarly dude, the jazz.
You got
it. We got
it.
Our cameraman, Mr. Jones. Say what's up.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
Hey, hey, hey. All right, so first and foremost, tell us, where can we find Miss Coco Sarai? Where's your music? Who is this Coco?
www.cocosarai.com. You can find me on cocosarai.com. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, every other social network you can think of. As long as you can spell my name, mm-hmm. you can find me.
Okay, who have you worked with?
Oh, man, I don't... Ooh, Theophilus London, Mickey Fax, Jesse Boykins, Fred the Godson, Chris Faust, L.A., Eric Sosa.
Nice.
I've worked with the Buchanans, who produced What More Can I Say for Jay-Z. I've worked with...
a lot of people.
It's so many people. When I think back on the Livewire and the Hip Hop Project and just so many amazing, amazing, amazing artists. I've worked with a lot of people, so yeah.
Are you, look at you, you're excited. Yeah. Smiling. What's your favorite color?
Right now, it has to be.
Wait, what do you mean right now?
Because my favorite color has changed over the years. It used to be purple.
Royalty.
And then it was yellow. And now it's pink, surprisingly enough. Like, I just like the way the colors are about what looks good on my skin.
Okay.
So I pick the colors that look really good on my skin. And
green
right now,
nice
pink, I hate green on me. Yes.
What about grass green?
Like, no, not on me. I hate it on me. I hate green on my skin. I don't know why, but I love every other color. Every other color. Like, I like bright colors. And right now, pink and peach. Like, that peachish color.
Yeah, y'all taste that? Y'all
sexy.
Taste that?
The peach and mustard, like my shoes. Like, I love those two colors that I really, really like a lot.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when did you know singing was what you wanted to do?
I can't think of a time when I didn't know that singing was what I wanted to do. I remember graduating pre-K. And there's video of it that I cannot find, but I remember seeing it a couple years ago. And they're asking the kids, what do you want to be when you grow up, right? And so the lady comes up to me and was like, so you want to be a singer when you grow up, right? And I looked at her and I was like, I don't want to be a singer. I'm already a singer. I want to be a writer. She was like, what kind of writer? Like an author? And I was like, yeah, I guess. And she was like, what kind of books do you want to write? And I was like, I don't know. She was like, children's books? And I was like, yeah, I want to write children's books. And I think it's funny, like, back then, like, even back then, that young, I was like, I already sing.
Right.
Because I was singing in church every Sunday, so I was a little celebrity.
I was
singing already. So in pre-K.
You was like, I'm fly.com.
I'm like, I already sing. You know, I want to write. And I'm, and a true true to you know, art imitating life.
Right.
I'm definitely, you know, later on I became a poet, you know, and then a songwriter.
Right.
You know, so.
Oh, you were a poet first.
Yeah.
You
was
killing
them. Spoken, definitely spoken word first. Before I always sang, but I did spoken word before writing songs.
Nice. Yep. All right. Well, first we have to play a song. Then we're going to get to everything, what you like
everything,
to eat.
Everything.
But you need to be able to sing what you eat, because I don't want to hear you talking about it.
I got
to
sing it.
You
got
to sing about macaroni.
You got it. I'm a little messed up. I just came from rehearsal, but I got it.
Just a little. All right. So we're going to hit you guys off with some, what's her name, y'all? Rihanna. We Found Love. Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show.
Yellow diamonds in the light, and we're standing side by side as a shadow crosses mine. What it takes to come alive.
Love. You found love, Miss Coco?
I have.
Ooh, child. Yes.
I have, actually.
Yes. That is so nice. Oh, shoot. Oh, where's my background music? Hold on. That's amusement park music we need. 50 Cent. Oh, that is so nice. You know, when your career is popping and you're loving and stuff.
Yes. It's a...
it's a... Oh, it's a giggle.
I can't even. Oh, man. It's crazy.
I love it. I love it.
Though.
Yay!
It's wonderful.
It's good.
It's amazing.
Nice.
It's amazing. It's a really, really good feeling.
Oh, shoot. Oh, you been in love before?
Yeah, but this time is a little different.
This time is grown-up love.
Yeah, this time is like...
You be like, do your thing. I'm over here. I'm cute.
Right. This time it's like, all right, I'm being in the studio to 3. I'm going to see you. All
right.
Tuesday.
Yeah,
all right,
I'm getting it. Tuesday.
Tuesday, yes, because it's Sunday and I'm going to be in the studio for the next 2 days.
But I got things to do. I'm bothering
you. Are you going to stop by and bring me cake? Like, because you know I love red velvet cake. Oh, so
me
sweet.
Too!
Which one do you like? I love the Cake Man Raven.
Cake Man Raven, Lord's Bakery.
We had this argument in the car on the way here. Cake Man Raven and Lord's Bakery. Mm. Cake Man Raven does it for me every time. I just can't. Like, it's something addictive. It's crack in the cake.
It has to be. It has to be. It's just too good. Man, I like both. Mm. I had some last night, Lord's Bakery. Like, red velvet. I don't know if it's the texture, if it makes me think about velvet in my brain. I don't know. But I'm so glad that that's your favorite, too.
Yeah, I love it. I can't. My life. My life.
My life.
There's something to my life.
The Diva Brown Show. I got Miss Coco Sarai in the building with me. How can we tweet you? At Coco Sarai. How can we tweet you?
At Coco Sarai. At CocoSarai. Tweet me now. Exactly.
Okay. When was the moment you realized that, wow, I really want to do this? Like, there's a difference between you saying when you were younger, yeah, you know, I'm a singer, but that ding, ding, ding. When was that moment?
I think I had so many moments like that because they change every time. I think of a different moment most of the time, every time. But I have to say, it would probably be when I was, I had to be in kindergarten.
Kindergarten.
And I had to sing for a graduation, for my graduation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was singing This Little Light of Mine or something like that. I probably did. I wouldn't remember. But I remember they started the song. And then I just froze, and I was looking at everybody, and they started the song, and I froze, and they started the song like 5 times, and I didn't sing. And the whole audience is like, aw, and I wanted to cry, and I ran off stage to my grandma, and I'm like, Grandma, I'm scared. And she's like, baby, look at the clock in the back of the church.
Right.
You know, always look at the clock in the back of the church. I never forgot her saying that to me, you know? And so I got back up on the stage, and I said, ooh, in Jesus' name. And I said, okay, I'm ready now. And they played the music, and I came in and sang. And I remember my grandmother telling me I just kept going higher and higher and higher. Yes. And at the end of the song, everybody stood up and started clapping.
Yay!
And everybody kept stopping me like, baby, you were made to do this. You better let them use you then.
Let them use you.
Yes, in Pilgrim Church in Brooklyn, New York. That's where I grew up. And I think from that point on, it was just like, that was it from there. I knew there that I wanted to sing. I knew watching Whitney Houston in The Bodyguard.
Mm.
That was the moment where I said, not only do I want to sing, but I want to be a complete artist.
Monster.
I want to sing. I want to wear the pretty dresses. I wanted all of the stuff she did. And I loved how strong her voice was, you know?
Yeah, I noticed.
And that's
you
what
perform,
I wanted.
You wear a lot of skirts. Them legs are amazing. You live, that's, but them legs are like,
that's my thing. I love Tina Turner, too. So... growing up, I was a tomboy, and I hated wearing my legs out. Around the time I met you, Mo, is when I started wearing my legs out on stage, much less anywhere else.
I said, give that girl some shine, some sprinkle stuff for her legs.
Now that's my thing on stage. That's, you know, that's my sexy. My sexy is all up in the calf muscles and the thighs.
You should put some glitter on the calf.
Glitter, only Mo.
Put glitter on the calf. I put it on the kneecap like, oh, it's blinking. Oh, okay, so. Why the name Coco? Is it your skin tone? Is it how your voice sounds and it makes you think of chocolate? Because chocolate's my favorite. Pause. You know. No.
You better know.
But you know. But what made you choose Coco?
My mom has called me Chocolate all my life. She used to call me Chocolate. And she, I lived in Baltimore for a little while. And I moved back to New York. And when I did, I would walk down the block. I remember going to the store. Somebody was like, you Chocolate, right? And I got mad. Like, don't call me that. My mommy calls me that. But I didn't realize she had told everyone about me before I came back up to live.
Nice.
And so everyone called me Chocolate. So in my old neighborhood till this day, if I walk over on Bainbridge Street, they're like, Chocolate, you still singing? You know, so it came from my mom calling me Chocolate. And Sarai is my middle name, which my grandmother gave me. And when it was time to pick a stage name, I was just going to use Sarai, and I called my mother, and she's like, well, why you can't be Chocolate? I'm like, mommy, because I know strippers named Chocolate,
right.
So this is not going to work.
With them legs, girl, you could get far, auntie.
And I was in the studio with a guy named Cuss, and Cuss was like, how about Coco Sarai? And I was like, no, I hate it, no. No.
Oh,
I hated it.
It's perfect.
I hated it, right? And they printed up my CDs probably like 3 weeks later without my permission and put Coco Sarai on it. And that was it. And then everybody started calling me Coco, and it made me mad because I was like, no, my name is Sarai. I figured, you know, they call me Sarai from Coco Sarai. But then now it just, it's a wonderful thing because it's like a celebration of my chocolateness, and I love it.
Right,
the chocolate goodness, you know? So it was awesome.
Well, we are going to play Cameras On.
Oh my gosh.
I love that song. But FYI, folks, I was begging Coco, please let me direct the video to this. She was like, I'm already doing the video. I was like, well, let me choreograph something. This song is juicy to me. I don't know why I love it that much.
Well, be ready for Black and Blue because that's the next one.
It's freaky.
It's Cameras On steroids.
Oh! I'm ready. I got my pumps on. I'm ready. Introduce Cameras On, please. Come on.
And this is my single off of my first album, Half Past Seven. It's called Cameras On. Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I wanna do tonight, yeah. Hey. Baby, I like the way you touch me when we do it tonight. Can we try something new? Tired of the usual. I'm guessing that you would too. I can't read your mind, baby. Yeah. Baby, I wanna switch it up a little. Love to watch you perform. Oscar worthy, baby. You can have the leading role. I just wanna cameo. Hope that you're not shy, baby. Can we do it with the
Hercules. I know it's from the old, you know, album or whatever, but I rock it like it's new. Okay? Mo Brown Sugar, the Diva Brown Show. We have the wonderful Miss Coco Sarai in the building with us. Oh, Nonchalant, you are here. I am so sorry, Nashawn. You can say hey, how you doing today? You feeling all right? You can say hey. I said say hey on the damn.
Hey.
The hell you think this is, man? Oh, shoot, my earring's falling out. I can't. All right, Miss Coco Sarai. So we heard that you weren't, well, I read and I've seen that you were with the Hip Hop Project.
Yes.
Is that where you started performing everywhere outside of New York City?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
Because I was already doing, I was already a full-time artist when I met Kazi and the Hip Hop Project. So it was definitely before them. But by the time I got with them, it was me being more in a hip-hop-based circle.
First, tell everybody what the Hip Hop Project is.
The Hip Hop Project is was an after-school program that was led by Chris Caziolo, the founder. It was a place where students came, you know, teenagers came, and they would learn about the business. They would learn about the creative process. They would learn about artist development. And they would learn about how to take their own experiences and put that into their music, opposed to, I shoot them up, I kill them, I got nine Glocks and five cars, and it's like, you're 13. No, you don't. Like, cut it out. Like, you have a curfew. Stop
it.
You know, Kazi found a way to make it so that we understand what music was supposed to be, music being therapeutic.
Right.
You know, and that's what Kazi did. He created a space for us to be creative and get out our issues. You know, at 14, my issue with my mom was she didn't pay enough attention to me, and I hated her boyfriend.
Well, just like teenagers.
You get what I'm saying? Like any other teenager, but it was my little issue at 14, and it was like, okay, cool. Kazi's like, well, you're gonna write about that today, you know? And we would make songs about it and do plays, and we wound up traveling and everything, you know? Like, but it came out really good because most of the people were really talented, and it was there where most of the people got to hone their craft. But for me, I kind of jump started in everything because, or, I mean, I jumped past different realms because I met Kazi maybe in May. And by September, I was with the first generation traveling. Mm-hmm. So, like, I never went through the program technically, but I stalked Kazi every day. I used to stalk him every day throughout that whole summer, whole 10th grade into 11th grade summer. I stalked him. I would call him, hey, you going to be at the studio? It's 3 o'clock. He's like, yeah, I'm not going to be there till 5. I'm like,
you have to tell
right.
some of the people who that is
all right.
now. Tell
Kazi.
Yes.
Yeah, Kazi is the founder of the Hip Hop Project, and he's my mentor.
Yes, they need to know that.
And so I would stalk him, like, hey, you going to be there? It's 3 o'clock. He's like, yeah, I'm going to be there about 5. I'm like, all right, cool.
I'll be here all night. I'll
he
wait.
Don't know that I was on the steps for 2 hours. Like, on the steps with my little music player, chilling. Like, all right, I'm going to be right here with some chips.
Yep.
Chilling. When he got there, and I would stay all night. I would work diligently. And so he was drawn to that energy, and just really took the time to talk to me, like, every day, all the time. Anything I wanted to ask about, Kazi had all the answers. And I just was like, this man's a guru, man.
Like,
he was
man's
awesome.
A guru. The Hip Hop Project, it says it was produced by Queen Latifah
and Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Were they active in producing it? Because they could have been behind the scenes, but did you ever get to see them? Were they with you?
I got to meet and be around Bruce Willis and Russell Simmons.
Was he nice?
But, yes.
Oh, because he could get it. I'm just saying. Bruce,
yes.
he could get it back then. I don't know about now.
But I didn't get to see Queen Latifah during that time, but I was definitely around Bruce Willis and Russell Simmons, and it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Like,
I know
great.
It had to be.
They were really nice and really just like understanding and supportive of everything that the project was, and you know, so it was great.
What was your most embarrassing moment?
Oh my God! So
you can laugh about it now, though.
So yes, I can. I laughed about it then too, like, you know, like a couple hours later. But I used to sing the national anthem on the intercom every day in Baltimore when I was in the seventh grade.
Oh, they had you do that in school?
Yeah, I did.
So you went to school in Baltimore?
Only for 3 years.
Oh, because I'm like, aren't you from Bedford Stuyvesant?
I am from Bedford Stuyvesant, the livest one. Understand that?
Okay.
But no, I moved out there for seventh grade to ninth grade, and then I came back. So I moved out there, seventh grade. I was singing on the intercom.
Were you a troubled teen? Is that why you went?
I definitely wasn't. I wasn't.
I thought you were going to say was.
No,
I
definitely wasn't. I was a really good kid. Like, I was always a really good kid. I always was really artistic. But I lived with my grandmother. So when she moved to Baltimore, I moved with her. And then she passed away, so I moved back with my mom. And that's how that went, you know? So I'm on the intercom, and I'm singing any other morning, and I do my thing, and I hit the high note, and I'm good money, and, you know, everybody has to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance and everything. And one day, I get to the, for the land of the, and I was like, wait, let me fix that. And I did it over, and I did it right. But I remember, like, hearing the laughter ring through the hallways. It seemed like every classroom was cracking up. Every classroom was cracking up. So lunch period is like, because I was in the morning, so lunchtime comes and I walk in the lunchroom. You got people walking up to me with cough drops and like, yo, you need some hot water or something, like cracking jokes and everything. And I just remember.
They got the seventh grade.
Right. Ah, you cracked on the intercom. But everybody knew, but I was from Brooklyn. I wasn't with none of that. I'm like, forget that. I'm nice. Number one. I want to hear one of y'all stand in the middle of this lunchroom right now and do it.
Right.
All right. Get out my face. And I was.
Right. Yeah.
No, but it was all love. They were still very supportive. Like, they laughed about it, but they knew because I had performed it so many times, but I was so embarrassed. I did not want to walk in the lunchroom that day. Oh, man, I didn't want to walk in the lunchroom that day. I wanted to go home and die.
I know the feeling. good thing you ain't say nothing that's dealing with, you know, pads and nothing like that.
Yeah, I didn't have none of those embarrassments. Not in school.
Man, I had one on tour in, like, 2007.
Oh, my God.
They had me performing on, I went on tour with Melvin Van Peebles. I don't know if you know Melvin, the Classical Theater of Harlem. And I was on a scaffold. And, you know, it was one of those light days. So I had, you know, a little panty liner. But I was like, yo, I don't need to wear panties. I could just put it, like, on my fishnets. Like,
oh, man.
It had, like, a little fishnet. And then I had, like, a little boy short jump off.
Oh, man.
And I was dancing. I was, ooh, doing a Zampa, Uji. And then somebody pointed. I was like, what? What? My panty liner was stuck to the side of my pooch and my leg. And I was just dancing, and everybody's like, ooh, hey, clapping, and I'm gassed. I'm thinking I'm doing it. Like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
My panty liner was white. Everything was black, and it was just like, that girl nasty. I got a standing ovation, and they was like, woo! I came off the stage. They was like, yo, Mo, next time I'm going to need you to use your tampon, get the tampon going, because
that
you can't see the side panty liners.
That's embarrassing.
It's all right, though, because I did the damn thing.
I know that.
I did the damn thing. All right, before we get to our little DJ in the back, because we're going to spin, Coco said that she's going to critique the DJ today. Yes. What is your favorite food?
Oh, man.
You like everything. You small like me, so I know we can eat everything.
I like lasagna. I like red velvet cake.
Okay.
I like.
We need you. Camera, are you here, camera? We need Coco to sing her favorite food. Not just sing. We need you to sing macaroni, lasagna. What's your favorite foods, girl?
I need a beat or something.
You need
come
a beat?
On. Come on, you gotta. Come on, let's make a beat.
Okay,
come
let
on,
me,
let's get it.
Wait, you can't. You got the earphones on. You're supposed to hear the beat that's on here.
No, I don't want to hear that beat.
You don't want to hear this?
I just wanted something here. So we could, come on now.
Have a baby by me?
All right, let's get it.
I'm excited. I'm so hyped. You think you can sing to that?
I can sing to anything.
Oh, ooh, child, sing to the toilet flushing? Okay.
I tell you what I like. I want peach cobbler and some collard greens tonight. Fried chicken barbecue, ooh, that's just my type. I like all kinds of foods, yeah. All kinds of foods, yeah. Red velvet cake. Put some string beans on my plate.
With onions, too.
Ooh, I like.
What?
Curry go tonight.
Yes.
Don't forget the peas and rice. Yeah.
Ooh.
All right, I'm done. I'm done.
Yes. Yeah, peas and rice. I got
God,
a little
thought.
I'm
a horse right now. I've been doing.
No, that's cool. That's
rehearsal
cool.
All day.
DJ, what you ready to do? Now, Shalon, you need to come up here and make sure I got everything together. What's your background? Where you from? Because you said peas and rice, and it's supposed to be rice and peas, hunty. Because, you know, I'm from Jamaica. We say rice and peas.
A mixture. My grandmother, my mom was born in Jamaica, but my grandmother is, my grandmother's from down south, and my granddad is from Jamaica. And on my dad's side, my grandpa is from Senegal, and my grandmother's from Laos.
You mixed with everything.
I'm black.
Oh.
That's what they are. I'm black. I'm 100%.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not a little bit. You don't have a little bit of that.
I would definitely be considered a mutt, but I think so many people, like, I love all of my heritage. The one that I grew up most on is the southern side and the West Indian side, you know. But for the most part, I'm a black girl. You know, the mixture of my granddad being African and my grandmother being, you know, Asian. I wasn't influenced by the cultures, right, you know, from my father's side. So when you ask me if I put it down on a piece of paper, I'm a black woman and, yes, and a strong one, and I love all of it. You know, I hold on to, I am embracive of all of the cultures, right, but I'm very okay with, you know, hey, I'm a black girl. I get a perm like everybody else.
All right, we got the DJ in the back. You there? You there? You there?
Oh, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
What's good? What's good? What's good?
Tell us who you is, where you from, what you doing?
I go by the name Nick Nice. I represent Brooklyn all day, baby.
Yes. What you got for us? Coco's listening.
I know. You know, before I even play anything for Coco, I got to tell I'm highly impressed. Right?
I am not easily impressed.
I have a strong musical background, from recording engineering to even playing drums, producing, and let me tell you something, it's like artists that with that kind of talent, it's not something that's like really easy to come across.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And I was born and raised in church, still very active in church. And I'll tell you, the best and the greatest singers come from church because of that live performance.
Yes,
you got it in
prison.
Your face. You,
you can't
do nothing but stand in front of a mic and sing.
Prison.
So I got to tell you, I'm highly impressed.
Ooh. Thank you.
What you got for us, Mr.
I got that Beyonce countdown coming up.
Yes.
You like that song?
You know, yes. I'm going to play real singers.
I'm just playing.
I'm a Beyonce fan. Big
I love
time.
Beyonce too.
You know what it is though? She reminds me, I was in the back and she, in the beginning of the show, she sang something and she made me jump shit out my seat with my collard greens and all that stuff she was just singing about. Made me hungry again. The last singer that did that to me was Jennifer Hudson.
Nice. Yeah, you're up there with the Jennifer. Okay, mommy. All right, DJ, let's go.
Dedicated to the one I love. Yeah. Still love the way he drops. Still love the way I slide. Still love the way he rocks them black diamonds in that chain. Still all up on each other. Ain't a damn thing changed. My girls can't tell me nothing. I'm gone in the brain. I'm all up under him like it's cold. Winter time. All up in the kitchen in my heels. Dinner time. Do whatever that it takes. You got a winner's mind. Give it all to him. Meet him at the finish line. Wait, in my booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside him. Show 'em you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl. Show 'em how you ride it. Me in my booth, riding. All up in that black with his chick right beside me. Ladies, if you love your man, show 'em you the flyest. Grind up on it, girl. Show 'em how you ride it.
Trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire. It's my empire. And yes, I call the shots. I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring. Put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring. And I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment, we'll be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Your drinks up. It's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we want to bring up.
I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. It's like moment that I know you're so alive. I just get my moment for life. I go for life. I wish that I could have.
Old school, got my Mac notebook with the Pro Tools. That bitches ain't ready for Nicki Lewinsky. Bad whoop whoop, flyer than a frisbee. So I'm up in Mandalay eating mangoes. Keep a couple pink toes in my sandals. Got some bangles all over my ankles. Such a star, they say when I start spangled. Buh 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 buh.
I am the rap henna, my mind Montana, so fix your antenna. I keep three hoes, but don't call me Santa. And I'm flyer than reindeers, and I win, and I win.
Is it a bird or a plane? No, Tiana is the name. So you say you wanna fly. Well, follow me and take flight. My turn. When it comes to attention, I'm a center. Not to mention they go crazy when I enter. I'm the realest, so they dig it. I'm a hipster. Buried in furs. Look at the curves. I'm limper. I'm swagging, I'm bragging, I'm stunting, I'm prattin'. I dress so dip, you're sick, cause I'm slicker than Rick. And when I heard the instrumental, told them, give me a quick. I'm murdering this. I must really like this.
It's me, the new generation of rap. It's T Low Key and I land it back. What you was waiting for, Nickelodeon rap? Nah, B, but you could keep hoping for that.
Here's my love, baby, you're the one for me.
I wanna know how can we get down tonight.
No more game, let's spend some time. Baby, won't you give it to me? Just give it to me, baby. Girl,
what you do to me when we touch, baby?
Girl, I'm tired of playing games. Are you ready?
I know if we were
oh.
So sweaty.
Won't you just give
never cried so hard. Should've never.
Recognition from some notable companies, people like Sony, Atlantic, 106 and Park, and more, for your songwriting, right?
Yeah, and for art, my artistry as well.
So, and for your artistry, excuse me. Okay, so where do you pull from? Where does your inspiration come from? Is it by a fireplace? Is it on your toilet bowl? Where do you pull from?
Pull from any extensive heightened emotion. Like if something makes me really, really, really happy, I'm like really, really happy, and then my brain's like, ooh, write a song right now, because you gotta write it right now, or you're not gonna be able to like finish it and make the make sure that the language represents it in its full capacity later. So I wake up out of my sleep out of a dream and write something, write down a line. Sometimes I get like concepts, you know, like the concept for Criminal, which is a record that's going to be on the album. The concept for Criminal, I had already written it down, and then I heard the beat and I was going through concepts because I couldn't think of anything right away, and I was like, oh, there it is, got it, I'm gonna use that, you know, because concepts come to me more often than anything in poetry as well. So I pull from just all of the things around me. My favorite place to write is on the train, actually.
Interesting.
And yeah, I write on the train all the time. I'm definitely
crazy
the girl.
Stuff all the time.
Yeah, and just different, so many different types of people. If you look in one train car, there are so many different nationalities, so many different ages, and you know, just demographics. Yeah. Everybody's on the train, you know? And I like to look at people, and sometimes you can tell a story. You know, you assume a story from looking at someone. There was a lady on the train, a girl on the train, she had green hair. She had like bright lime green hair, right? But she was dressed in all white, and she looked like she was going to a really fancy dinner, and it was a really pretty dress, but she had green hair. You know, and I wrote a song called Naked, you know, but it just made me think of like me being an artist. Like, can you love me when I'm naked? Can you love me when I'm completely myself, when I'm completely, you know? So many people are afraid of being everything they are. They feel like you have to be one thing. Like, you, like, if I'm this person, if I'm the goody two-shoe, then I have to be the goody two-shoe. I'm like, no, I want to wear a dress, I want to get some tattoos, and I want to have a white streak in my hair, because that's what I want to do, and I'm going to do it, you know? And it can all make sense. So it was just like, it inspired me to write, because it was just like, wow, that's a beautiful difference, you know?
So you've never written on a toilet?
Me to write. No, never on the toilet, no.
Man. I think of some amazing things in the shower.
Definitely. I'm definitely like the right in the shower person, because they start thinking about mad stuff. You like, you know, you cleaning behind the kneecaps, and you like, heck, yo, this would be a hot record.
This would be a hot record, clean behind the kneecaps. That works. If you can do a collaboration with an artist of your dreams, who would it be with?
Prince.
Okay. You would do Purple Rain over?
No, we'd have to work on something completely different. So it can be us and be our thing, but I love Prince. That man is a genius. And
he's
I love him.
Like your height.
I know, and I'm fine with all that. He can keep his heels on, trust me. Like, I love that man with the fury that is just, nobody understands. It's unhealthy.
Yes.
I have an unhealthy love for him.
Unhealthy?
Unhealthy. I don't even think it's healthy.
I don't think it's healthy for anybody to love Prince the way they do.
Yeah,
it's just crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't even make sense.
Do you have any projects that you're currently working on?
The Black and White. My album comes out tomorrow.
Yay!
The Black and White.
It comes out.
I am so excited. I don't even know. I'm beyond excited.
How many songs?
It's going to be 13 altogether.
Yay. 13, you're a lucky number. 13. When's your birthday?
That's my favorite number too, 13. My birthday is March 5th.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's a Pisces. Sit down, all you, everybody else's. Pisces rock. Our birthdays are
yes,
coming
we do.
Up. Do you want to go ice skating?
I am. I've been trying to go ice skating for the last 2 years.
Okay, so.
Nobody ever goes with me.
Let's go ice skating in Central Park, like, in between our birthdays.
I'm so down.
Yeah. That would be so fun!
It would, and we got to get somebody to film it. That's going to be lots of fun. I'm going to be on the ice skates with a flip cam.
Yes.
Busting my over and over and over again.
That would be crazy fun. I love it. So do you have any... Tomorrow you're performing.
Yes.
At your album release.
Yes. It's going to be...
Where is it?
It's going to be at Dominion NYC. Mm-hmm. It's going to be on Lafayette between Astor Place and West 4th. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really, really, really,
really
awesome.
Really, really, really
I'm
awesome.
I'm performing with the band and... I'm really excited about it. I'm beyond excited.
Are you
excited.
Proud of yourself?
I am. I'm more so nervous.
Nervous.
I'm nervous. Shock. I want, you know, like I think that people are like, "Well, you did it before. Like now you shouldn't be nervous." I'm even more nervous this time than last time because the first time no one had any expectations. Now they have expectations, which I'm completely fine with. You know, great expectations are awesome, but it's more like, you know, like, this is my heart. This is my second baby.
Of course.
And I want everyone to like my baby because I think my first baby was perfect. But I'm older now, so I'm going to raise this child a little different, you know? Oh. And that's the way I look at my albums. That's the way I look at my projects.
Go ahead. That's the way you look at your projects?
Yeah, that's it. That's the way I look at my
projects. That made me think about, what is your favorite thing to sing about? I know some people say, I love to sing about anything. But I have some people that say, well... God makes me feel good. So I love when I sing about God. That's when you can feel
I
it.
I like to sing about relationships.
Relationships? Love or just relationships?
All of them. Every part of it. All sorts of relationships. I feel like the thing with human beings in itself is the way that we communicate with each other. You know, and music is something that it moves past the ears and it touches the soul.
Right.
And you don't forget the things you feel. You'll forget what you see. But you never forget a feeling. And any of my music, I strive to have an emotion in it that moves people. But most people have some sort of relationship, whether it's with the parent, whether it's the lack thereof, you know, love, hate, hurt, you know, anything, sex, whatever, anything dealing with emotions. And those usually happen within relationships, some form of relationship. And I like to sing about those things. The stuff that makes people like the stuff that hits them in the chest and makes them, you know, look at life like, wow, I am not the only one. You know, like I get
right.
it.
Right, yes,
you know?
Yes. I don't know. I have this situation now where I don't know, I've been trying to work on this song with this producer. Her name is Ash Nix. Actually, you know her.
I love her.
And she can't get an emotion out of me with this song.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm singing something angry right now, and I'm angry. Oh, child, it's coming out. I think I'm angry right now in my life.
Hello.
I think that's happening. So whenever you're singing and you're performing and a feeling comes over you, you know, like when you start to cry and stuff, can you sing when you cry? Because Beyonce goes, I love you. But she still sound all angelic and stuff. When I'm crying and I'm sinking, I can't think.
If I'm tearing, I can sing through it. If I'm crying... at my last show, my mom passed away on November 12th. Mm. I had a show, was it November 14th? Like, it was 2 days after she passed, and I was still planning the funeral and dealing with everything. And I performed, and I was like, you know, I'm good money. I had everybody do a moment of silence before I did Raining in My Room and dedicated it to her.
See, why you should have did a hip-hop song.
And but Raining in My Room was the new single. I had just released it. You know, it was a song that she told me, baby, you got to put that out. That's your hit. That's what she told me. I said, okay, mommy, you got it. You know, everyone loves it. But I was singing it, and by the time I got to the bridge, I broke down so bad.
And everybody
in the audience was crying. It was crazy. It was insane. But I remember I could barely sing through it. Like, you know, once the tears, they were just like, I'm talking to people, and the tears are like running like water. And I'm just like, because you...
I'm so crying.
I was gone.
You're making me cry for real.
I was gone. No,
you're so stupid. Look somewhere else. Look somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah, for the exact address, guys. The address to the release party tomorrow. It's 438 Lafayette Street between Astor Place and West 4th in Manhattan. The dress code is going to be neat, casual, just come, you know, fly. And it's free with RSVP at The Experience at Legend with a D Factory Records with an S .com. And it's 21 and over, 7 p.m. Come through.
I'm so excited.
You're going lovey.
Oh, what is this freaking music that I'm playing? I wasn't meaning to do that. I meant to totally play an instrumental. Okay, I do have another question. Now, this moment that you just talked about was something that, it was a moment, a memory that was pertaining to your work, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a proud moment or a moment that's memorable to you of you performing? It may sound like the same question, but it's not.
Memorable in a...
Like, as you were performing, did something crazy or beautiful, maybe a tingle, maybe a sparkle?
That happens at every show.
Oh, you was made for this, honey!
No, I'm serious. Like, at every show, for the most part, especially the shows that I do now, like, at every show, it's... After the first song,
you feel like that tangled. I feel it
all. And the thing is, when I feel like people will say, you know, you hit this note, and I felt goosebumps. And I'm saying I felt it there too. That's how I know how real energy is.
Right.
Because if I felt it at the exact same moment, then we're both not crazy.
We both had an orgasm together. That is so beautiful.
And it was awesome. But
you're not, we had an orgasm.
So this year, oh, okay, I got one. But it wasn't a tingling thing. It was more like, oh my God, like this is awesome. I performed at the Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the national anthem in February of last year. And when I did it, it was, I got to the end of the song. Mm-hmm. It was like one of those moments like back in middle school where I was like, do not mess up. You got this. You know all the words. You got this. You know, and I sang it straight. Everyone that saw me was like, you sang it so straight. And I'm like, because it's the way the song is supposed to be sung.
Right.
You know, this is not, this is a national anthem, not a Coco Sarai song, you know?
Right.
And so it's respecting that,
respecting
what it stands for our country. And I got to the end of it. And when I said, for the land of the free, and I held it out, you heard the whole audience like, rah.
Yeah,
like, that amount of people all yelling at the same time sounds like, and it was crazy. Like, in my head, everything stopped, and I was like, y'all dead serious right now. And, no, when I just say, there's a star-spangled banner, yeah, wave. Everybody started screaming, right? And then when I got to the land of the free for the high note, the people got louder, and I was like, wow, this is so cool. The sound was amazing. Like, that sound, it was unrealistic. It was like... It was really unreal, and I'll never forget the sound. And I remember I went up to my skybox, and I'm looking at it back on my manager's flip cam. She had a flip cam. She filmed it. And Omar Grant from BET comes over to my skybox to talk to me. And I'm like, hey, yeah, nice to meet you. Wait, listen. He's like, huh? Because I had the flip cam at my ear before he walked over. I'm like, look, you hear that? Listen to the screams. And he's looking at me like, yeah. I know, like, they were
screaming
for you.
Too.
Right, and I'm looking at him like, but it's so exciting.
It's
you know,
so
like,
exciting.
It was, like, really cool. It was really, really cool. So that was the best, so far, the best experience because of the amount of people and the sound that they made. So I can only imagine what basketball players feel when somebody misses a free throw and they're like, boo. Like, if praise sounds that big, I can only imagine what, like, jeering somebody sounds like, ooh. Like, boo's gotta sound like hell. I want to slip my wrist.
Sound like you just want to hang yourself.
Right.
Like,
oh, you better not miss that next free throw, brother.
But me, myself, I like to think that I was created for a special purpose. Now, what's more special than you? You feel me? It's on, baby, let's get lost. You don't need to call into work because you the boss. For real, want you to show me how you feel. I consider myself lucky, that's a big deal. Why? Well, you got the key to my heart, but you ain't gonna need it. I'd rather you open up my body and show me secrets you didn't know was inside. No need for me to lie. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. He talk like this cause he can back it up. He got a big ego, such a huge ego. I love his big ego. It's too much,
was, he could back it up.
Usually I'm humble, right now I don't choose. You can leave with me, or you could have the blues. Some call it arrogant, I call it confident. You decide when you find out what I'm working with. Damn, I know I'm killing you with them legs, but yet them thighs. Matter of fact, it's my smile, or maybe my eyes. Boy, you a sight to see, kinda something like me. It's too big, it's too wide, it's too strong, it won't fit. It's too much, it's too tough. I talk like this cause I can back it up. I got a big ego, such a huge ego. But he love my big ego. It's too much, I walk like this cause I can back it up.
I love the sexual innuendo that this song had. It's genius. It's just genius writing. And she did it without sounding like a complete... like Mo Brown sounds right now.
She freak. No, she probably not, yo. That's so late. She probably not even
she
a freak.
Not, though, yo.
Yo, I tell you, Kim Kardashian, she's not a freak. Yes, she just looks like a sex symbol, but she seems like a lazy one.
I agree.
She's like, I don't want to mess up my hair.
I do agree.
She seems like a lazy, I don't want to use the F word, but. And you know, everybody says Rihanna looks nasty too.
But I believe her. I love Rihanna. Rihanna.
Me too.
I think Rihanna's everyone's girlfriend, guys and girls. Like, you're right. Like, if you're not gay, you're only gay for Rihanna.
Right.
And it's completely
right.
Okay.
And it's all right.
I'm so super gay for Rihanna.
Yes. I mean, she got this video where she's touching up on our pumps and all type of stuff. I don't know, girl. I'm kind of like,
it's not even my
job?
Birthday. Now, this birthday cake joint is my song.
No, not birthday cake.
Cockiness.
Cockiness is my song.
Yes.
Guys, check out Rihanna's album, Cockiness.
Yes.
Because it is, the album's called Talk That Talk. But Cockiness, that is the bomb.
Yo, I'm so cocky. Make school teacher stop. Sorry. We done.
Yes. Coco Sarai, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I had so much fun. I love you.
I love you too. We get to know you, and your color is pink, and you don't like green, and you know you like
lasagna.
And
I love
lasagna,
and I'm about to go get some cheesecake from Junior's.
And you love red velvet cake, which is my fave. And she's a Pisces.
Yes.
Guys, come on. You know, sometimes you like people and you don't even know them. You don't even know that they're like cool or if they're an ugly person, because sometimes artists have no personality. Like, you like, why do you not have a personality? Hello? I know you can perform, but are you of any
even good performers don't have a good personality?
Man.
I feel like if you're a good performer, you have to have a personality because you got to be entertaining.
No, because they have to be so many different people that they don't know how to be themselves.
Oh, that's true. Unless you get to be yourself completely on stage, because that'd be wildin'. I treat the stage like my living room.
We know. You it's kicked up your shoes one time.
The stage is the living room. The stage tomorrow, everybody's going to be in my living room.
Yeah.
We go rock out.
Yeah.
In the living room.
That works. Is that your favorite place to perform? Or is it in the shower with the acoustics sometimes? And you be like, nah, I ain't sound that good. You know, this shower is tripping.
No, I don't think anywhere in the house. I like singing on the roof of my building.
What?
Yeah. It's only 3 floors in my building. And But I sing on the roof. I get up there in the summertime and just chill out.
Oh, I know. People are probably listening on the top.
I swear my neighbors, they know. They hear me recording because I have a recording set up in my house now. Uh-huh. I have a studio in my house. Yay. So they heard me recording this album. Like, you'll hear people clapping like, yes, girl. Yeah. Or if I'm going over the note a couple times, this lady that lives next door, this Haitian lady, she's so sweet. She's like, yes, baby, that was it. I heard her yell at as soon as I finished the take on the record Criminal. I did the high note on Criminal and she yelled that and I just started laughing so hard. Like, you gotta love your neighbors. Right now, it was Criminal featuring the entire block and everybody else because it all picked up in the mic. I had to do it over. I was like, all right.
Man.
Okay, better compressors.
Listen. Yeah. Not the people in my building. They said, after 5 o'clock, you need to shut it down. Yeah, you. I got the note like, oh, snap. All right. At least they love you. All right, well, thank you so much. Tell everybody.
Thank you so much.
One more time, where can we see Coco Sarai?
CocoSarai.com. CocoSarai.com. YouTube.com/CocoSarai. Twitter.com/CocoSarai. Facebook.com/CocoSaraiMusic.
So proud. I'm so excited.
I'm excited too. Yay.
She's Grace the Diva Brown Show. We've got lots more coming up. We've got more artists, more music. Well, not today, but
I want to give, before I go, a big shout out to my management company, to Legend Factory. Amanda, I love you so much.
Without you, Amanda.
Paperwork couldn't make us any closer. Right. She's the best. Love right. My management. Like, to death, she's definitely riding with me. So, thank you, Amanda.
And it's a female manager, too.
Yes, she is efficient. Forget everything. Oh, a woman is so emotional. A manager is the most black. Amanda is the most black and white person you could ever meet. Amanda's like, yeah, so no. That's it.
You bet. I can't fly in a helicopter and then go on the stage.
No, Coco. What you're going to do is. All right. Okay, you got it.
So, next time in my dream, right? Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
It's good.
All right, well, thank you for tuning into the Diva Brown Show. And until next time, love, peace, and hair grease.